America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their six pools on three different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy daybeds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
We have Detective Brad Rickey here from the Kenner PD. Brad, welcome to the show.
Hey, how you doing, Newell? I'm glad to be here. And on behalf of Chief Conley, thanks for allowing us to get this opportunity to get this information out there and maybe prevent some people from becoming victims. As you know, an ounce of prevention is worth a pound of cure, right?
Absolutely. Brad, I'm going to start it in a weird way. Did you ever in your wildest dreams thought that as a law enforcement officer that you would be seizing a website? That's when I read the story. I was like, there's literally no end to what the police are called upon to do these days.
Yeah, no, it's definitely changed in the 21 years that I've been doing this, since the beginning of time. If somebody was committing a crime, they had to physically be present in that jurisdiction to do so. And now they can literally be anywhere in the world and defraud citizens of Kenner or of the parish of money.
So tell us about this fake website and what they were trying to accomplish.
Yeah, so about 2 weeks ago, members of the Kenner Police Department, some detectives, my coworkers, got some text messages basically stating that they drove on a Louisiana toll road and that they had to go to this website, gopass.info, which purported to be a legitimate Louisiana DOT website. They had to go pay this $3.75 fee. And if the fee was not paid, there would be a $30 penalty. Now, I'm looking at this text, and there's a couple of things that popped out at me. The first of which, you couldn't just click on it and go to the website. Second of which, you know how we here in the U.S., you have the dollar sign and then the 30 if you're trying to say $30. In this case, mm-hmm. they had 30 and then the dollar sign after that. You know, obviously, the DOT wouldn't send out something like that. So I started looking into it. And what I realized was the text messages were totally fraudulent.
And do we know how many folks actually paid the fee?
We have no idea at this point. The investigation is still ongoing. The website that the victims were directed to, GoPass Info, it was live. It collected names, addresses, date of births, phone numbers, email addresses, credit card numbers, and cardholder names, and I'm sure it was collecting IP addresses as well. We don't know at this time how many people were defrauded of the money, what the total amount was, but it's still under investigation.
So basically, you just outlined all of the information that you never want in the hands of these kind of individuals.
Absolutely not.
To say the least. I mean, because you never know what they're going to do next with all of that information, right?
Yeah, and you know, this website, this gopass.info website, it looked just like a legitimate DOT website. It actually stole their GoPass logo and graphics using the same font, the same, the same colors and everything. So if you didn't know any better, you would think that it was a legitimate DOT website. Now, me having done this for a little while, I start playing around with it, and you can see dead links where, you roll your cursor around to, which is supposed to be a link, and then you click on it, and it goes nowhere. That's a sign.
Right. Yeah. And obviously, probably at this juncture as well, we still don't know who the authors of this or who created this website, right?
No, we don't. We do know that the server is located in Russia. So that's a clue. But will anybody ever be arrested on this? I don't know. But, we can play whack-a-mole on our end and shut down these websites when they pop up.
No, absolutely. And that's the critical thing to do and to inform the public like y'all have done to make sure that if they haven't traveled on a toll road. You know, part of the problem, I guess, here, Brad, and I guess you're going to see this more in law enforcement, is that you're seeing more and more the utilization of these toll roads, right? across the country.
Yeah, absolutely. And, you know, once we started looking into this, we saw that it was not just limited to the gopass.info website. We also located another website, go-pass.net, and then gopass.org, and then in the go, it's, there's no X, it's just G-E-A-U, which are all made to purportedly be legitimate. So this is widespread, and then further investigation even revealed that this server that's based in Russia, there are dozens of websites, fraudulent websites, linked to this server in multiple states. I don't want to name the states or exactly how many websites we're looking at right now, but it's quite extensive.
I would venture to say that you might be, if you and I had an appointment on October 2nd of 2025, y'all might still be involved in this investigation.
Yeah, absolutely. And, you know, the ones that, you know, we can link to Louisiana, we're going to investigate and shut down. But Homeland Security has been involved in this. They're very active, and they're going to pick it up in regards to the websites that don't necessarily target citizens of Louisiana.
And is that state DHS or is that federal DHS?
Federal Department of Homeland Security, federal. HSI, and Homeland Security Investigations.
And I saw in the article the National Intellectual Property Rights Center is involved as well. I'm not familiar with that organization. What is it that they do?
Yeah, no, I had never heard of it until about 2 weeks ago myself. They're actually part of Homeland Security. They look at trademark infringements and this kind of internet-based fraud.
Yeah. And obviously, we'll probably see more of these agencies because this is just really prevalent. People have to be on guard. Just don't willy-nilly give out this information about yourself, right?
Yeah, you really have to check into it and look at things and instead of just, you know, clicking on a link and saying, oh, you know, it's only $3.75. You know, it's not that big of a deal, but you got to look further down the road and see, yeah, this may only be $3.75 now that you're thinking about, but they have your credit card number, they have your IP addresses, they have your date of birth, your phone number, your home address. So there's a lot of stuff that they could do with that information.
So, Ricky, one question, Brad, I mean, was this just sent out randomly to folks, or was this sent out to folks that had actually crossed through or utilized a toll road?
No, I have not spoken with one person who actually drove on a Louisiana toll road. My three coworkers, none of us drove on a Louisiana toll road. Our friends and family who have contacted us since this got put out in the media, who have received it, none of them drove on a Louisiana toll road. I'm not sure where these scam artists got the phone numbers from, but it seems like they just used a shotgun approach and sent them out to almost everybody.
So no connection then to a recent breach or otherwise y'all have been able to determine as of yet?
Not that I know of at this point.
Yeah, this is going to be interesting for sure. Thank you so much for putting it out. And if ever this happens again, please know that we're ready and willing to assist in making sure the message gets out relative to these frauds. $375 doesn't sound like much. Then there's a $30 fine if a payment's not made. And I'm sure people got that as well. And it'd be interesting to see how many people paid the $30. Before it was all said.
On behalf of Chief Conley, thanks for having us. I appreciate it.
Thank you, sir. That's Detective Brad Rickey with the Kenner PD. We will be right back, folks. Stay with us.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their six pools on three different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy day beds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.